today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us. Because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh, Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So pleasing you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
But first we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 22nd of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of December 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's nice to listen to some verses of the Holy Quran and the points of these verses. We choose chapter Al-Furqan, verses 63 to 64.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما.
And the servants of the Most Merciful are those who walk upon the earth easily, and when the ignorant address them harshly, they say words of peace.
والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما.
And those who spend part of the night to their Lord prostrating and standing in prayer.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The behavior of each person shows his personality and character. The supreme reward and medal for men is the medal of servitude of Allah from this holy verse on. An interesting and comprehensive discussion about the attributes of Allah's special slaves is brought up under the title of the Servants of the Beneficent, Allah. In these two verses and the next verses, more than 10 attributes of theirs are mentioned, some of which are related to the creedal aspects. Some are moral, some are social, some are personal, and some are collective. On the whole, they are of the supreme humane values.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Yeah, dear brothers and sisters, you are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as I told you, the topic of this episode is behavior and social interaction of a believer. Islam is a comprehensive religion. Its teachings touch upon all aspects of life. This is because in every aspect of life, the Muslim should be worshiping and serving Allah. There is no compartment of life that can ever fall outside of that general precept. Islam, therefore, goes well beyond articles of faith and ritual acts of worship. All of a Muslim's behavior, manners, ethics, and practice must reflect his belief that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. It is inconceivable that someone should claim to be worshiping Allah while at the same time he mistreats this person, cheats another person, and harms yet a third. This kind of behavior would demonstrate that his claim to belief is either outright false or is very diseased.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. What codes of conduct are expected to be seen and or to be reported from a Muslim, from a believer? Some guidelines of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam in the fields of personal and social behavior, socializing with others and dealing with the new generation and youth, legal issues, marriage, customs, taking a stand against the governments and politicians of the time, scientific teachings, education, medicine, and dozens of other topics are among the enlightening guidelines that we usually have it and receive it in the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, who are the real and actual interpreters of the Holy Quran. Again, alongside with all these beautiful narrations and, let's say, histories and conduct that we have from the enlightening lives of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam, we have the beauties of the history pages on the life of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a golden leaf in the history of the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. So, we have, I think, plenty of these quotes and sayings and, let's say, reports that shows us and tells us what a true believer should be like and how should he present himself in a society level or even in a family level, the kind of way that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually present himself. One of the characteristics that are expected from the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt to take it from their leaders and let's say religious authorities is endurance and stability. So this is one of the codes of conduct that we learn it from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And that undoubtedly, perseverance and persistence on the way to the goal is one of the factors of human success. There are people who have achieved their desires and dreams in their lives, and they have put in the utmost effort and perseverance to achieve it.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
This is today's special and Muslim code of behavior. One of them is live in the light of the Holy Quran. When someone asks from the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, about the Prophet's manners, she responded that his manners was the Quran. This means that he lived and acted according to the injunctions of the Quran. As a Muslim, you have your role model in the Messenger of Allah. So, as he has his manners, be a direct interpretation of the Quran. If Allah forbids us something in the Quran, it is part of disobedience and good manners to stay away from it. If he encourages us towards something good, then we go towards it. Part of improving our behavior is adopting the manners that are mentioned in the Quran, practicing patience so that you can be from the sabirin, that means patient ones, fearing Allah so that you can be from the muttaqun, that means the fearful ones. Social behavior that we should notice about is respecting for elders, parents in particular. Allah Almighty instructs humanity to reciprocate their parents' devotion to their well-being and education through tender, kind, and thoughtful consideration for them in their old age. Quranic references include, "For your Lord has ordered you not to worship any except Him. He also commanded you to be good to your parents. Should either or both of them reach old age and need care, do not behave irritably or reproach and reject them, but always respond to them gently. Treat them with humility and tenderness and pray, 'Lord, be merciful to them, as they were to me when I was young, when I was little.'" Dear brothers and sisters, you can find this concept on chapter 17 of the Holy Quran, verses 23 to 25. Listen to this. "Your Lord is aware of what is in your heart and how you behave towards His creation. He's all forgiving to those who repent." Society depends on parents maintaining responsibility for the care, nature, and education of their offspring, and this is balanced by the reciprocal responsibility to be good to parents.
Many people in this life is to seek and search for comfort, for relaxation. We humans by nature, we don't like to be overburdened with responsibilities. We seek less responsibility, less commitment, less involvement, less work. By our nature, this is in the Quran. This fact is mentioned in the Quran. By our nature, we look for comfort and relaxation always. And also by their nature, they look for a religion which is very easy, for a liberal religion, a religion that has no restrictions whatsoever. A religion that tells its followers that it is halal to do anything you like. Just follow your whim, your desires, your wishes, and God will be happy with you. But religion, first and foremost, religion is about discipline in this life. Religion came to regulate my life, to organize my life, to make my life productive life, to protect me and to protect the society. This is the meaning of religion. This is why we are religious. When there are certain restrictions, this is for me, not against me.
That was all from today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.